All right, joining us here is Chris Campisi. He writes for sportsmap.com. He covers the Houston Astros, and he is knowledgeable about all things MLB. Chris, welcome to the show. You're on with David and Carla.
Hey, thanks for having me on again.
Well, great to have you back. Let's talk about the state of the Astros. They've been on a great run. Altuve is hitting again. How are you feeling about the Astros? They're still, though, a second-place team in the AL West behind the Athletics.
They have been playing really, really good baseball. And if you consider the strength of schedule, if you will, the Astros have been doing it against some pretty good teams. I mean, they took care of the Red Sox, you know, and the games they played against them. They played the Blue Jays, you know, the Twins. They arguably could have swept the Padres if not for some bullpen woes a few weekends ago. So they're doing it against good teams. You know, Oakland A's are taking care of business as well. But I think, you know, things will even out. Right now, the Astros, to me, appear like the stronger team based on who they've been playing and what they've been doing against them.
And, Chris, I love last night to open the four-game series against Chicago White Sox, who are sitting atop the AL Central. They had a 10-2 beatdown against, really, they scored at will against arguably one of the best pitching staffs, if not the best pitching staff in Major League Baseball in Chicago. Urquidy was outstanding, 4 hits, 2 earned runs. To me, it was their most impressive overall outing from all stages of the game. What did you see last night?
It really was impressive. I did not see any of these games being blowouts in this four-game series. I still wouldn't expect that to happen the rest of these games, but who knows? I mean, everything is firing for the Astros, especially on offense right now, and that's even without, you know, last night, no Kyle Tucker, no Alex Bregman. You know, you still have guys. Abraham Toro comes up and, you know, gets 4 RBI. They really are, you know, clicking right now, so their offense can carry them, but they haven't necessarily had to because pitching hasn't been all that bad either.
And you mentioned Alex Bregman. Looks like we're not going to be seeing him for a while with a right quad strain. What do you make of that? What are we going to be able to fill? Are they going to be able to fill in okay? And how long do you see him potentially being out?
I think it could be, you know, a lengthy IL stint, if nothing else, you know, to not rush it and to have him for the back half of the season. You know, so wouldn't be surprised if he's, you know, out until after, you know, All-Star break it. That I think for now, I think the Astros can absorb that. But, you know, if another couple of key players go down, then you're starting to wonder. For now, it seems like they're able to absorb it and do okay. But, you know, there's a fine line between losing a few more key players and all of a sudden you're scrambling.
We're talking to Chris Campisi. He writes all about the Astros on sportsmap.com in Houston. Want to ask you, with Bregman gone, The Athletic has written this article this morning about Abraham Toro's coming up. He's been pulled up from AAA Sugarland, and that it's an opportunity for the Astros to show off what Toro can do, as he might be somebody they could sell at the trading deadline and perhaps get some capital back. What's your take on Abraham Toro? What have you seen of him, and what are the prospects? What's the ceiling on this prospect?
I think he does have a relatively high ceiling. Don't know necessarily what him alone could get you at the trade deadline. I think the Astros have an interesting trade deadline coming up because they definitely could use some bullpen help. They could potentially use more, you know, pitching prospects to help them after this year when some guys go away. So it'll be interesting. Toro could be one of those pieces. The Astros do have the luxury of having quite a few other good infielders in their farm system that could come up, you know, next year after presumably Correa is gone. So, you know, they do have a little bit of flexibility, but it'll be interesting to see what they do because they are tight in some areas where they need to hold on to things.
So you mentioned the bullpen, which has been a weak spot of this team. Whom would you like to see them go get at the trading deadline? I mean, are there any names you're targeting? It just feels like they've got to strengthen the back end of the bullpen. The rotation has been great, but the bullpen makes me nervous.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few names out there. I think the top one I've seen that the Astros would have had their names tied to, so to speak, is Richard Rodriguez of the Pirates. You know, the Pirates are not a great team right now, and they have a really good potential closer on their team that doesn't really get a lot of work. He has control through 2023, so you get a couple of years with him. So that would be somebody, you know, you'd like to see the Astros kind of go after and get for a couple of years so that they're not just getting somebody that's necessarily a rental for the rest of this year.
When we look at this spider tack issue, the whole question of doctoring up balls on the part of pitchers, how has that permeated the clubhouse at the Astros? Do you see this as a factor? It's just sort of interesting. There are some teams that seem to be more affected by it than others. Maybe some teams had pitchers who were
the
using
Yankees
this.
The Yankees and the Rays, as hearing from Garrett Cole and Tyler Glasnow.
Well, sure. I mean, they're just teams that maybe have invested more effort in that as a, or viewed it as something that was more relevant and more helpful. What about the Astros?
The Astros have not, you know, been as vocal or seemed as worried about the issue. I don't know if that, you know, means that maybe they haven't been using it and they're not worried, or, you know, they believe that once they stop, they'll still be okay. Hard to tell. We'll find out next Monday, I guess, whenever the rules go into effect. It'll be quite a week next week to follow that storyline. But there has not been as much, sort of urgency or, mention of it in the Astros side.
Which is a nice break for Houston. I mean, the only Houston pitcher I've heard tied in this whole, foreign substance situation is Justin Verlander, and he's not pitching for us right now anyway, even though he's on the roster. But so interesting to me, Chris, that we had, you know, Garrett Cole for an entire year. I don't think we've heard 10 words out of his mouth. And in this last week, my gosh, he's almost looks like he's ready to cry in press conferences, just pleading for Major League Baseball to work with them on that. What do you make of that? It's just, it's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it from the pitcher's side. You know, they do get used to doing something for almost halfway into the season, and all of a sudden you're going to change up their game. And, you know, they'll make the argument that, you know, it's for the hitter's safety. If, you know, if they start to get out of control, they can start hitting batters. I don't know so much about that, as opposed, you know, they're worried about, you know, their numbers going down or not being able to get their strikeouts. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I think obviously you can tell some guys rely on it a lot more than others, and, you know, whether these injuries are going to start popping up truly because of this or not, it's going to be interesting. But it happening in the middle of the season is definitely something to monitor. I definitely didn't personally see it coming down in the middle of the season. It kind of seemed like they were trying to get a hold on it so that they could do something in the off season. So for it to fall in the middle of the season is kind of interesting. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, you know, what seems so interesting about it, and correct me if I'm wrong here for sure, Chris, is that it probably wouldn't have come up in the middle of the season, but Trevor Bauer forced the issue, which is so funny because he's got videos of himself, you know, clearly putting things on his glove before the game. And it's like he wanted that to get out. And he really forced the hand of Major League Baseball to do something and do something now. And I know that he and Garrett Cole, they are not friends. They have, you know, been rivals since their days at UCLA, and certainly now in Major League Baseball as well. And maybe that was his way of saying, I'm not going to sit here and watch your $325 million, you know, salary be here without a little taint on it. So you're going to have to answer to this. And I don't know. It seems kind of dramatic. It seems a little behind the scenes. But to me, it was Bauer that forced the hands of Major League Baseball at this juncture.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, some truth to what you're saying there. Whether it was purely Bauer or, you know, him starting the conversation, right, that kind of spiraled out of control and MLB had to do damage control, it definitely had a light shine on it that the MLB felt like they couldn't ignore for another, you know, 6 months. So they're going to address it now. So, yeah, I mean, the conversation definitely started to pick up here in the recent months and weeks, and they had to step in. And, yeah, that's what it is. What it is.
We've been talking to Chris Campisi. He writes all about the Astros on sportsmap.com. You should go to sportsmap.com if you're an Astros fan, and be sure to have his daily write-up delivered into your inbox. Chris Campisi on sportsmap.com. Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, not a problem. You guys have a good weekend.